Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
And all on here, we agree. Sometimes we disagree. We add on and take out. But one thing is certain, folks. We take caution in our tone. And today, you will need to take caution in your tone. Every Monday at this time, folks, tune in, make a date, and join us only on Joy 99.7 FM. Welcome to the ritual I call That's My Opinion. And our topic today, folks, 180,000 units to one. 180,000 units to one. Somebody even says, what are you talking about? It's even 190,000 units to one. Let us all gather and make truth good. Folks, let me start with the $1 million question. Maybe for the purposes of this show, let's say the million CD question, since we are trying to run away from the dollar. Let me start with the million CD question. Is anyone in charge? Folks, is anyone in charge? And I wish we could get an answer before the show ends. Who is in charge? Exchange rate, currency depreciation, economic structure, and real life value just evaporating in front of our eyes on an hourly, daily, and weekly basis, just your value diminishing. Folks, I'm a bit at a loss. Because even if I have forgotten the past, I can still remember that ringtone, that winding, incompetent Mahama, incompetent Mahama. This slander was made to stick. If the fundamentals are weak, the exchange rate will expose you. We all learned that rhyme. If the fundamentals are weak, the exchange rate will expose you. What a beautiful insight. We were made to believe that 4 Ghana cedis to a dollar was sheer incompetence. The government should be fast asleep to superintend over such incompetence. 4 Ghana cedis to a dollar. On what basis? I mean, it was literally shame on you, Mahama, and your team. Shame. 4 cedis to a dollar. For what reason? And then we were given the list. WizKids, Solid Team, Captain Planet and Co. in for the rescue. Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, hey. Professor Jambafo, hey. Dr. Akuto say, hey. Dr. Free Akuto, Honorable Alan Chemanting, Bwachie Jako, Ken Uforiata. Then there's the icing on the cake, Senior Minister Yawo Safu Mafu, hey. This was this, the Messiahs. Depending on who you believe in, they were either coming from Allah or God, from Jesus or Muhammad, they had landed. What a solid team. Folks, people bought into the message. We bought into the dream. We pinned our hopes. Finally, this democracy was going to be beneficial to us. Finally, the economy was going to take a turn for prosperity. We're going to produce instead of taxation. This is it. This is what we have been waiting for. And the best thing of all is that, after all, Nanadu, who was leading this team, was in his late years. Folks, he has seen it. He's been there and done that. He'd seen it all. He just wants to add his name onto the Hall of Fame, of our, as our Napoleon, the guy who came and turned things around. So why not? And we voted. We voted like that was the last time we were going to vote. Nearly a million votes over to drive out incompetence Mahama and his team, Monko, because our Jesus or our Muhammad has arrived with his disciples. Folks, they had arrived with the disciples, blessed and ordained, prophesied, Omalande, the solid team. What I'm saying, with what we are confronted with now, compared to the message that was given, I think we demand some serious explanation. Folks, we need some serious explanation and a serious drive or some policy direction to stem this hike before some people's life literally disappear in front of them. I am telling you this, folks, that in any advanced society, Dr. Bawumia should resign from politics. In any advanced society, with all the messages and lectures and everything, with what we confront now, you would not have that effrontery to go around. You should resign from politics. Because on what basis is he asking us to vote for him? All the indices are worse now. Interest rate. Folks, interest rate, corruption perception, press freedom, exchange rate. Folks, even road accidents. So folks, how can you superintend over all these after telling us all you told us and say, I am still the right man for the job? I am still the right man for the job. I am telling you, if I were to break it down, yeah, and turn Ghana into a company that you own, and I was in the company, my big drum, say, give me the job, I'm good. And I come and run the company down to this level. And then when it's time for looking for a CEO, I bring my CV and say, look, give me a chance because I'm the one who's going to make it better. You would laugh at me. You would literally laugh at me. Are you serious? Because the state in which we find ourselves in, you are a major player. You are a major player. Folks, in 2016, if you were paid 3,000 Ghana cedis a month, it was worth $750. Today, if your boss is kind enough to have doubled your pay, 100% wage increase, so you're earning $6,000, you're now earning $400. So folks, if it's not for our occultic-like nature of supporting parties, why will you vote for someone who misled you and made your situation bad? Why would you vote for someone who misled you and made your situation bad? But our blind loyalty and syncophatic nature makes us a walkover. The politician knows that he will not be called to order and he will not have to account, because he's got his solid number of people who will back him or her. Time again, we have said that if we can increase the Where Ghana Days, Where Made in Ghana, it's on Fridays. If we can add two more days to it, I even went wild and said, look, it has to be a national policy. If you work in a government institution, cry the odia, Monday to Friday, you should be wearing Ghana. If you work in a private institution, maybe we can plead with the private enterprises, people say, mumwai, in 3 days a week, plead with the clergy to make sure that people who go to church always wear Ghana. I mean, I don't know why. Folks, we can even move to promote Eat Ghana. Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. Let's do more palm oil and more coconut oil. Because we don't know where all these vegetables that produce the vegetable oil is coming from. It will produce oil, but we are importing them in millions of dollars and we are consuming it. Vegetable oil. I don't know which vegetable, whether it's lettuce, whether it's garden eggs, whichever vegetable it is producing this oil in quantities. And when you put it on the fire, 5 minutes, how is this thing going to dissolve when it gets into your body? So let's promote what we eat. And most of the things we eat are so highly medicinal. Almost everything is superfood. The things we can produce here, folks, in the name of Ghana, let us produce. Some of them are just dig the floor, put it in there, water it, wait for 2-3 months and done. Some of them, even though I'm making it sound simple, that's how simple it is. You dig the ground, you put it in there, wait 2-3 months. Naba, asa. And this is one of the major worries of Dr. Drosai. One of the major worries of Dr. Drosai. There are so many things. Fine, there's other things we are there, obey import. Some of them are so train kakra. But there are so many things which you can just push a seed in the ground, wait for it to come. All you have to do, you have a system of which collect it when it grows. Speculation, folks. Communication. Speculation and communication. At all cost, folks, we need to check and reduce it. Reduce the unnecessary need to get the dollar. To the point where now, people just think, instead of just keeping this CD there, let me as well just buy the dollar. And sometime, maybe you may say he's right. Because the rate at which is left on check and the rate at which the CD is devaluing, then I might as well just buy the dollar and keep it there. But then it's adding to the problem. So what do you do to reassure that person? Say, keep your CD, it's not going to devalue. Folks, if President Kufuor had not taken the 4 zeros out of the CD, we are looking at nearly 200,000 Ghana CD to a pound and 150,000 Ghana CD to a dollar. That's sheer embarrassment and incompetence. So, Mr. Vice President, before you hit the campaign trail, I think we demand explanations, and it has to go beyond Russia and COVID. I think we have exhausted that explanation. It will not cut. There should be some strong policy. There should be that drive, get the nation on a drive so that we all move in a direction. But at this rate, where the state is on one side and the citizenry is on one side and the currency is in the middle, doing the gigolo, it's not going to happen. But what happens is that real life and businesses are literally diminishing. People who invested in the CD, gone. Asa, ashiago. It's gone, just like that. And so, without explanation, without stemming the tide, you don't get on the campaign trail and just say that, that's it. Give me another shot. You see, because if we, the citizens and we, the voters, also just take this thing lying down, then we set a precedence. So yes, maybe one day you vote him out and bring somebody else in. What are you telling the person you're bringing in? It's free for all. Folks, so if you vote him in and you bring me in, and Sakwamaba, then we say, that's a quick cry, or no, befa 10, no, man, anyway. I'm for 5 pet. Yeah, I won't take 10 too. I only take 5. So we are setting such a bad precedent, leave it there and handing over power to different people. It won't wash. If we demand explanation, if we demand solutions, what then happens is, whether it's him or after him, whoever assumes the throne knows that, Charlie, you can't take these people for a ride. And that whatever it is you're going to say, you should be ready to back it. Because they won't take it lying down. But as it is now, everybody's kicking us left, right, left, right, left, right. And sector after sector, policy after policy has got so many holes in it. We can't go further like that. So yes, I may sound harsh, but I think it's very real that if in 2016 you gave us all these promises and messages and names and assurances, if anything has happened, if it's out of your...
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician's humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Do anything about it. And if you could have done something about it and didn't do it, yeah, then resign. Then resign. Say, Jack, because I met you here, but Charlie, it looks like it's bigger than what I can do. So I'm backing off. King of Miana Mikaya Meboa Miana Maka Manri Miana Mikaya Manri Miana Mikaya Meboa. You may agree, you may disagree. I am saying that leadership should be held to the strictest of accountability. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, good evening, sir. Nana.
Good evening.
Your boy, Derek.
Derek, let me hear you.
Nana, I keep saying these things always, and I will repeat it till I get what exactly I want. As gullible as we are, the smartest whiskies will never stop playing jiggery-pokery with us. It is about time we start asking serious questions. Well, anyway, the day of reckoning is coming, December 7th. So let's see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes. Thank you very much, Derek, for calling 0302-216-541. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Who's talking to me?
My name is Omar.
Omar, let me hear you.
How are you?
I'm very well, Omar.
You know, it's rather unfortunate that we are finding ourselves in this situation. Leadership at the helm of affairs are a total disgrace to what we call education, learning, and professionalism. If, over 50 years ago, we could count the number of people who had first degrees and second degrees, could manage the affairs of this country and economy to the extent that the majority of most of the items we benefit or rely on were all post-colonial era. Then, to what end and to what benefit has education been to us? We have professors, people with doctorate degrees, double masters, double professor rates, and those kind of things. And look at the state of affairs of our country. It's a pity and it's sad. I wait for my country, I wait for myself, but I wait much more for generations yet unborn. We are total disgrace. We've let our generation yet unborn down. There's nothing we're going to bequeath to the people. Nothing. We are just running after what? Wealth that will die and leave behind. Nobody is thinking. Over 30, 40 years ago, we were constructing what dual carriages. And today, we are still we are not looking beyond our times. We are not thinking of the people who are yet to come after us. God forgive our leaders.
God forgive us too. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, and who's talking to me?
Yeah, Nana, good evening. I hope you're doing well.
I'm very well. What do you mind, Joseph?
I didn't mention my name in the register, but I'm still around.
Oh, yeah. Forgive me.
Nana, the question you asked, who is in charge? Mm-hmm. Dr. Mahmoud Baromia is in charge of arresting the dollar because he is the head of the economic team. Mm-hmm. And it baffles me, it confuses me when he will come and say that when I come, I will change this, I will do this, I will do that. Whereby you are in charge of the economic team. And some of us who didn't study economy, you don't have even diploma and let alone degree in economy. We know that it is simple, that when you import a lot than export, truly, surely, the city is going to suffer. And it looks as if they don't know, but they are sitting down looking at it. They will arrest the dollar within a short time, then later it explodes. So, Nana, the person who is the head of the economic team is not able to help us to survive. And now he's telling us that we should let him come. And I haven't voted for NEC before, but this time around, I don't know what will happen. Just because they think we, the Ghanaians, will forget early. And NDC MPP want to tell us that Ghana is for them. But we are yet to see what happens. God help us.
God help us indeed. Hello, and who's talking to me?
Yeah, this is Bate.
Dave?
Bate.
Oh, Ben, let me hear you.
Bate, that's B-E-R-T, Bate.
Oh, Bert. Okay, sorry, Bert.
Yeah,
let me hear you.
Okay, so, Nana, I'm very glad that you fit the nail on the... Hold on, Cody. Hold on, if I'm driving, I got to park well. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Nana, sorry. I have to park to make this call because it's a very important conversation. Yeah, so this is what we expect youth media personality to be doing. You got to go straight to the point. Don't beat about the bush. This man has been thinking about it. What is he campaigning about? What is his track record? He's just messing up everything. But Ghanaians are watching him doing all dancing and all that, and it's like we are making fun out of it. Meanwhile, lives are perishing because of mismanagement of economy. Now I'm a businessman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In just last 5-6 years ago, I was holding almost $1 million as my capital. Trust me right now, as I'm talking to you, I've stopped doing a business because you put the money inside, it goes, it doesn't come back. You put it inside, it doesn't go, it goes, it doesn't come back. After about $500,000-$600,000 gone, I said, no, let me keep the rest. I mean, what kind of economy are we building? And the people are there. It's not as if they cannot. They simply cannot. And this is the thing that people are still following as a party called MPP NDC. My goodness. Now, let me not talk plenty. I hardly call on radio show.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that I felt like, no, I got to call. I know a lot of people are calling because I tried several times to get in. So let me go off so that I can also say the opinion.
Bert, thank you very much for calling and adding your voice to this. Hello, and who's talking to me?
Hello, Nana. This is Mohammed.
Mohammed, let me hear you.
Nana, how are you?
I'm very well.
So, Nana, in fact, you know, with this dollar issue, people's capital keeps on shrinking.
Hmm.
Your capital keeps on shrinking day in, day out. So what I'm thinking is that, is it not possible for them to know if people are traveling to China? Go and get the Chinese currency here. Let them change it, no dollar. If people are traveling to Saudi Arabia, if people are traveling to Dubai, let's not allow them to change dollars. We should get the currency of dirhams and let them change it into, that country currency and stop empowering America. I think this is just common sense. Why are we empowering America to grow and grow all the time? And we are here talking about dollar.
I can agree with you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe even if we make, these days, you just have to use a debit card. So when you go to the country, use your debit card in that country. I mean, I agree with you. So because some of these countries, they actually hate this dollar. I mean, you get there and to find a place to change it, it's as though you're holding something evil. Yes, you go to even in the UK and you want to change the dollar. I've just said the charges, the commissions and everything they charge you, it's as though you brought a sin to the country. It, you know, just get your card and change it, just anything to reduce the pressure. But there should be a revolution where we all join in, that we all join in. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, good evening, Anasham.
Yeah.
That's correct, my bad.
Let me hear you, my brother.
The message is very simple. Look, our presidency is not November, December remedial exams. For somebody, Mahama, who has failed to try to attempt to come back to fix issues, and Baumia, who is currently at the helm of affairs, to tell us to give him power again. Look, Ghanaians, it's very simple. Let us look outside NPP and NDC for this time. This is the time. There's no other time we are going to get this opportunity. We cannot give, let's not be mediocre. Let's not say these people are the only two people we can vote for. Let's not choose amongst two thieves and say one is less of the other. They are all thieves. Let us look outside of them.
Oh, Shem, line cut. 03-02-216-541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Nana, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Niti Papa.
Let me hear you, my brother.
I'm so happy that somebody is able to raise this matter today. You are ruling. You are in government. You are telling me, vote for me. I want to do this. 2016, about dollar 3.8. I'm buying dollar almost 15 cedis to a dollar. Wow. And you are telling me you have done well. You see, the irony of it is that the communicators will tell you that hypothetically, assuming after Messi is in charge, it will be higher than this. Are we crazy? That person spewing out that thing. Is he thinking? So you are now governing us with hypotheses or what? The facts are there. You can't do anything. You wake up, you are thinking what to do, and somebody will sit already because you have been paid to communicate. What are you communicating? There's a difference between communication and comprehension. And they should take note. Vice President Baumia, please, the things you said in 2016, revisit them and do them now before we get to December.
Thank you very much for calling 03-02-216-541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, good evening. And Abu Mohammed is talking to you from Japan.
Abu, let me hear you.
Yeah, well, I had wanted to just relax and then listen, but Sean motivated me to call.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who said we will not vote again, and we are also encouraging people not to vote. And those also in the media are telling us to vote because it is our sixth to vote. Yes, the Jomama failed. Nanado also has failed. So now those who are encouraging us to vote, who now do you want us to vote for? Nana, please help some people like us. Because both parties have failed. The whole thing doesn't make sense to you. So who should we vote for now between these two people? Because they are the people. So we have just concluded that I'm not going to vote because the whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. If you want the political power to make life comfortable for your people, have a good hospital, have good roads, have good water to drink, and all these have failed for 30 years plus, who should you vote for?
Thank you very much. The other time we did a show and I said we were torn between the party we rejected and the party we hate. We are going to the polls, and when you get there, you have to either vote for the party you rejected or the one you hate. And I thought that was a very unfair position to put us, but that's where we were. Hello, who am I talking to?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Niti Fafa Atipo.
Let me hear you, my brother.
Yeah, really. Who is in charge? We've all helped this Akufo-Addo man. They destroyed this country. Now all of them went out and went from the party to say, they want to lead again. What story do they have again for the Ghanaians? They promised so many things. The illiterate lots voted for them. Now this is where we are today. Father, please, Baumia should be extra careful with Ghanaians. The intelligence of the Ghanaians have been tampered with so much so that the suffering is just too much. Now he's feverishly, cunningly, I don't know which word even to use for him.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But I am saying that, you know, in a civilized society where the voting will not be so sycophantic, people will sit down and say, my friend, resign. Either you give us a really tangible reason for why we are here today, or you say, look, I had good intentions, but the issue on the ground is more complicated than I can handle. So I give up. And I think we'll respect you for that. I think we'll respect you for that. And if not, then give us some solid reasons and solid solutions, then come back for more power. But to wash over it as if you say, Shemai. Now, you know, the speed with which the dollar went from 1 to 4 is quicker than when it went from 4 to 15. Titumami, dear. And we say explanation here. Hello, who's talking to me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who am I talking to?
I'm talking to Stephen.
Stephen, let me hear you.
Thank you very much. Nana, I thank you very much for your boldness. I only call in to thank you for your boldness. This is what media is supposed to be doing. The thing is that they are not saying it. The youth are suffering.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
So I call in this evening just to give you thanks for your boldness, your good show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much too, sir. Thank you. And hello, who's talking to me?
Nanakwesi.
Ah, Nanakwesi.
somebody is listening and you say no, then what you can't because you are pinching them. Oh nana, Dana, they are not sure.
But as you say, but as you say,
oh ma, Dana, it has to be. However, I mean, right now, I'm even shifting from blaming the leadership. Yeah, I'm starting to blame we, the citizens who keep voting for them. Because we are the reason why they are powerful. We are the reason why even when they mess up, they are so confident and they speak anyhow. Because at the end of the day, they know, say, since now I'm trying, they'll go and vote for them. So, you ask of who is anybody in charge. Yes, somebody's in charge. However, it depends on what you are asking about. If it's about the economy, it's never their fault. It's COVID-19. It's this. It's that. And 1 year to home. But when the glory comes here, oh, we are the ones who did it. Hallelujah. That's what we are experiencing. You were saying you were harsh. How is speaking the truth harsh? How is speaking the truth harsh? And the solution there is there. And it's not even just about the people in the presidency. I keep saying the parliamentarians too, because them too, they have a responsibility to hold the people in their presidency accountable. However, what happens? It's all about them. One is trying to make the one look bad. One is not saying they have not done anything. And at the end of the day, we are the ones who suffer. And yet, so after they started the campaign again, look, they are following them. Me, I've not voted before, Nana, but this year I'm voting. I say I'm voting for Nana Kwame Diako. It's not for anything, but I say I want to see something different. Now, that these two mistakes, we can't keep repeating these two mistakes and still come back to complain. You are part of the problem if you vote for them. So start checking yourself first. Change the people you vote for. Then they'll be sitting, Nana. The moment that happens in this country, that we don't vote for NDC and NDC, you see what will happen? That is when they will begin to realize that no, we can't take these people for granted. But right now, they will continue to take us for granted because we keep voting for them. Every 4 years, they know that, oh, I hear this one 8 years, they will come. and they will come, they will mess up, and they will go, and the next issue, they will come again. Who is putting them there? Isn't it you? So between you and them, who has the power?
Mm-hmm.
Between you, who employ them, and them, who come and work for you, who has the power? How are we not realizing this? Are we that dumb and stupid as a people? Are we? What are we doing to ourselves? Tell us, let's change our vote, you know, from the presidency to parliament. Let's change. It will help all of us.
Lakosi, thank you very much. And who's talking to me?
Yeah, the night's me from Achimota.
Come again.
Me from Achimota.
Me, let me hear you.
Yeah, and respectfully, I disagree with you.
Good. Let me hear
you. You know, between the two evils, I'll go for Bamia any day. I'm not being political. Look,
mm-hmm.
conditions in that 2014, 2016,
mm-hmm.
were they the same conditions today? I mean, you were disagreeing with the Ukraine, Russia war, and the COVID-19 and all those things, but it is a fact.
No. I didn't disagree. I thought it has been overused.
That's where I'm coming from. You know,
okay.
Look at 2017.
Position yourself, because I really want to hear your comment. So position yourself. Well.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Then COVID set in. Mm-hmm. Ukraine, Russia.
Oh dear.
What are we after years? We have people holding on.
Oh, I really. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Nicholas from Meningo.
Nicholas, hold on 1 second. I really wanted to hear that comment because it was the only dissenting view. Yeah, try and call back, please. Yeah, let me hear you. Let me hear you, my brother. Nicholas, let me hear you.
Yes. If we have economists, those who know the real economic situations of the country, and they go into politics and they tell the truth, I'm not sure what we are going through today will be happening. I pray that one day, who have real people who know about the economy of the country, they go into politics and tell us the truth, not to benefit themselves, but to benefit the country, so that when certain things go wrong, they will truthfully come out and say, I am resigning because I've gone against what I stand for. However, if they only think of themselves, then these are the things that will be happening. Because truly, when you started, the things that you said, if truly we have been faithful, I'm not sure that certain things that we are hearing today will be hearing them. Yes, let us be truthful and let the economists who go into politics tell the truth. All governments, whoever it is, whether WWF or AAA or WWC, they should all tell the truth when they come into government. They shouldn't think of their family alone, because there is something called karma. Whatever they do, it will come back to their family when they are dead and gone. We should be grateful to our country, Ghana.
Thank you very much. This one's from Guy Fox in Temana. Good evening. Let's face it, the quest for our votes and power has nothing to do with building this country. It's all about access to loot. That's why they will shamelessly destroy and shamelessly return. That's the sentiment. My guy, folks, I'm not saying it's 100% true or not, but that's the perception and sentiment. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, no. Good evening.
Good evening.
And this is Kojo.
Kojo, let me hear you.
Yeah. But Nana McCrane, you mean, Krum Hapa, intimidating me.
I bet you. Yeah, I have hope.
Ah, na, minimum, na, with the Mr. McCrane, Kakra. Now, when I say conditions are a way we are saying, a way we are saying, a best standard still. And then, you know, Uchusu, Ulida, Selmo, Omundi, and Nimnormon, Tutun, Yama. That's a conditions necessary. And you know, so Omanya idea be unfound to turn your man, I say. And they must say, yeah. Because the conditions are yet to say back on, nice or sent, you know. You should still go for Nipana or choose soon, no, I'll be dealing with him now. Went to me, and the Amas and went in there. And I said, Nanaka, whom you have to sue the Biafra Media and Nimo Crow had you.
Okay, now for the benefit of Omo Munchiki, not summarizing over from Ami Patro. The benefit of
you, no, we would. I don't think Ghana, we would have been, it would have been better for us to be voting for leadership again, because if conditions always stand still, then we will just live without any leader. Why can you tell me that conditions after some conditions in the past years are not the same as today? So if the situation has become worse, we should understand and live in it. Things have become worse. No, I'm a young businessman. If I should tell you how I'm suffering with this CD dollar issue. Now I need almost 50% of my capital to be able to still be in business. Because we live in this country, we live in a country whereby all you need to do is just go to bed and wake up the next morning and your money depreciates, or your money just depreciates, just like that. Only if you, only if you be all the answer, I call that story, and we see cash, just like that. Now, obviously, it's sad, you know, and then the more they try to defend, instead of them trying to put in some measures to help, they rather choose to defend. How can you justify this situation where we find ourselves? How can you justify? Now the Ukraine. Nana, do you know Ghana is still making money in the name of COVID-19. We are still making serious millions of dollars in the name of COVID-19. Yet we go around and come back and blame COVID-19 that it is the reason why we are where we are. Where is COVID-19 in this our time? Yet, the last time I cleared my goods, Nana, Menkwa, COVID-19 charge, which are over 8,000 Ghana cedis, Menkwa.
Wow.
COVID-19, no. And then see, these guys have not been able to make any serious account on the monies they have made, they have received in the name of COVID-19. We have not considered the money COVID-19 has brought into this country. We haven't talked about it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was my last call. Nana, we Ghanaians are part of encouraging our politicians in taking us for granted. Instead of them serving us, we serve them. And they give us breadcrumbs and we clap for them. Which Ghanaian has been able to tell Bahumia in his face that he's part of Akufo-Addo's mismanagement, but insult us by telling us he's the driver's mate and people clap for him? Our destiny is in our own hands. Our own hands and not that of the politicians. Kwame Jantua. Vice President. These are three things. You know, we need some serious explanations as to why we are here. You know, those lectures, no, to more Central University, you know, we need about two. One for the currency, one for the economy. Then some serious policy initiative that will get us all in the drive, you know, get into the drive in the spirit of things. Some policy be. Say, you know, Madia. And he will accept his resignation letter, you know, honorably, and we'll respect him for that. We'll respect him for that. Because in Sema, Papanekachere 2016, and what we are facing today, you can't just come back and as if it's business as usual. No. Joe, that's sheer disrespect to us. That's sheer disrespect to us. You know, naming your solid team, arresting this dollar and giving it to the IGP, all that. And then we are faced today, you should come honorably as a statesman and say, Jack.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.